Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to the Trample Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, December 9th, 2023. I am your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me again this week is Joey Slenzak. How are you doing, Joey?
Hey, Andy. Doing pretty well after that good bounce back week that we had last week.
It was an excellent week last week.
A lot of good results.
Yeah. Unfortunately, just the one shy. I know, and we'll get to that in a second and run through each of the individual results. But it was a very good week, and yeah, delighted with it. But we were so close to it being utterly amazing. Gordon is still on holiday, still on honeymoon in Australia. I think this is his final week there, though, Joey. So we might have Gordon back next week.
Okay.
To take some of the loads and return it to a three-man show once again. Although, to be honest,
exactly.
If we keep getting weeks like last week, we don't need them.
we're hoping we bring him back in. It only improves the picks. It's we end up going 3 for 3 instead of 2 for 2.
Fuck that. He can stay in Australia. He seems to be having a blast. He's been sending me photos of him petting koala bears and flying over barrier reefs and such. So it looks absolutely tremendous. But we'll have him back next week. But we run again as a two-man show this week with myself in Scotland and Joey out in the States. And that's how we ran last week. So we'll recap quickly last week's shows. And it was a great week. So it started with my banker in the German Bundesliga Saturday for Red Bull Leipzig at home to Heidenheim. Leipzig won the game 2-1. It was paid out after 44 minutes when Leipzig went 2-0 up, so no dramas there. Heidenheim did pull one back in first half stoppage time, but the game stayed 2-1 and Leipzig got the 3 points. So banker in at odds of 1-4.
Yeah, and then sticking in Germany, I was in the Bundesliga Schwei with Magdeburg versus Kaiserslautern. I like both teams to score at 1-2, and Magdeburg took the lead early in the 17th minute, and then Terence Boyd equalized 8 minutes later, and we were paid out in 25 minutes. Game finished 4-1, but we just needed both teams to score.
Yep, superb. So, banker double in, and that's what we always want to see. On to the value picks. Now, this was actually the last game of the entire weekend. Odense versus Nordsjælland, and I fancied a Nordsjælland win here against an Odense team that had been pretty poor at home. And Nordsjælland did the business and went into halftime with a 1-0 lead. But the referee gave Odense a penalty in the second half that just changed the game completely, and it eventually ended 1-1 after they scored this penalty. Don't know if you've seen it, Joey. Have you seen the incident? I was watching it live because I had a lot riding on this.
I hadn't seen the highlights yet, but I came in just after that incident. So I think I came in maybe like the 75th minute, 80th minute. And I saw there were plenty of chances that Nordsjælland had to grab that winner, and unfortunately just couldn't get the breaks.
I'm a wee bit gutted they didn't actually go 2-0 up. They had plenty of chances before the penalty incident to get the seconds. You know, there was like headers from 6 yards out that they were putting wide and various things. It didn't look like Odense were ever going to score in this game up until the point VAR awarded them a penalty. And for me, it's just not a penalty kick. Because if you give this as a penalty, it means no defender should ever be allowed to shield the ball out of play ever again. Like, the defender's got himself between the attacker and the ball with his back to the attacker, and the attacker's ran into his leg and fallen over. Now, it's not a foul anywhere else in the pitch. They never give that as a foul anywhere in the pitch. So to give it as a penalty, I was very unhappy. And especially unhappy as it meant my value pick lost, and even more unhappy by the fact that it was the only losing pick of the entire weekend.
That, yeah, that was massively unlucky. So sort of piggybacking on that, my my value pick was Wolves versus Arsenal. I like both teams to score. And I was actually kind of drifting up towards 5-4. Just over even money there for a minute. And Arsenal started brilliantly with two goals in the first 13 minutes. And this was honestly looking pretty dead in the water. They they were starting to get a real stranglehold on the game, but Wolves, they were persistent. And Cunha, he capitalized on a turnover in the box in the 86th minute, and beautiful finish made it 2-1. And yeah, that was not exactly as I was expecting, as I would have hoped for a goal a little earlier, but I knew Wolves would get their chances and they'd stick with it. And so they just ended up winning 1-0 here on the day of recording against Burnley. And so they're starting to pick up a bit of form here.
Yeah. Yeah. Great pick, Joey. And I think at the time of recording, they were 21-20. So over even money for that, both teams to score. So excellent value pick. On to the outsiders. And I was in Japan for the final day of the Japanese top flight, the J-League. And those Urawa Red Diamonds away at Sapporo, who they really needed a win here. And they were priced up at 7-4 to get one. They needed a win to try and finish third. Hiroshima were 1 point ahead of them going into this game with one game to go. And they were just going to get the job done. And they did. They won the game 2-0 at odds of 7-4. So almost 2-1 for the outsider there. And a good win for me. Unfortunately for Urawa, though, it was all for nothing as Hiroshima beat Avispa Fukuoka 1-0 with a goal in the 97th minute to finish third.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Can you imagine being Urawa there, getting that away win at Sapporo, looking over at the, you know, and going, oh, it's still 0-0 in the Hiroshima game. We're going to finish third. Nope. 97th minute. So Urawa ended up in fourth and missed out on that Asia Champions League 2 spot. But hey, the outsider came in. And that's three times I've picked Urawa in the last calendar year. Full year, last 12 months, and three times they've won. What a team.
Yeah, there you go. We're starting to get them figured out. It is right at the end of the season, and then now we'll have to try and do that all over again next year. Looking forward to it. Great end to the Japanese season, unfortunately. Yeah, that's always tough. And of course, because they ended up getting knocked out of the AFC Champions League.
They did.
Actual group stage to get to the knockout. I mean, that might be a heavy league focused season next year.
And they lost the final of the Japanese League Cup, the Levain Cup, as well.
Oh, so yeah.
They've had a successful season where they've fallen at the final hurdle in just about everything they've done. So maybe next year they can clear that final hurdle and actually either get one of those Asia Champions League spots or pick up a trophy. I wouldn't put it past them. But we've got a bit of a break now. The Japanese season runs with calendar year. So that's it. That's it done. We have the Emperor's Cup final this weekend between Kawasaki Frontale and Kashiwa Reysol. That's the last order of business in Japan for soccer this year.
Okay.
How was your outsider, Joey?
Yeah, my outsider was definitely probably the biggest sweat of the weekend for me. This was the Gen Derby, Gent versus Ghent. And I like to draw on that. And it was 1-1 after the first 21 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then Urasoa got his brace. They took the lead in the 51st. And it was all Ghent from that point forward. I mean, they were really battering on the door. They had 11 shot attempts and 3 on target in the second half. And then it wasn't until the 99th minute that we got our equalizer, literally at the death of it, by Tariq Tisudali. He actually got his second of the match as well. So that was two players with braces. And it was a weird, weird set of stoppage time. It was one of those things where you kind of felt that equalizer was going to come eventually,
yep,
just with all the attacking power that they had on the pitch. But they had 5 minutes of extra time, and or I guess stoppage time. And then there was a gnarly header collision inside the box on one of the corners. So there was like a four and a half minute stoppage.
Within stoppage. Injuries. Yeah.
Within stoppage time. So that's how we ended up at the 99th minute, ninth minute of stoppage time. But you could tell the the Genk coach at the end of it was just losing his mind. How is there that much time left? Why did you blow the whistle? Just like, I mean, one of those things. But hey, it worked out in our favor, and that brought in the outsider double for us that week.
Outsider doubling. Hey, that's big news. Did you not call an exact 2-2 scoreline in that game as well?
I did.
You and, did? Yeah, so you didn't just call the draw. You called an exact 2-2 scoreline.
I wasn't quite that cocky with my pick on the actual show, but between in our little group chat with the collaborators, yeah. That was actually really tough because I had PSV versus Feyenoord as a 2-2 draw as well, and that one finished 2-1 with Feyenoord just banging on the door at the end. That would have been something special, but
it really, yeah, really would have been.
I couldn't believe that actually. I mean, to a certain extent, that was why when you messaged us in the beginning, right when it was 1-1, you're like, all right, no more goals. there might be one or two more, but hey, no, it's exactly as we were expecting. So I'm glad we got that result.
I hate backing draws because your allegiance flip flops throughout the game. If I back a draw, I don't want any notifications apart from 2 hours later. I want a notification that says it's 0-0. Great. No drama.
Boys, did your business.
There's your draw. All right, we're love good. It. But yeah, to correctly call a 2-2 draw, well, a draw, but to correctly call a 2-2 draw, that's fantastic. Outsiders both in once again. Okay, on to the charity picks from last week. And this is where whoever's on the show puts one choice forward that we then combine as an accumulator, put £10 of our own money on it, and all the returns go to a charity of our choosing. Now, I picked a home win for Dunfermline in their game against Queen's Park, and almost all of the lower league fixtures in Scotland last weekend were postponed and cancelled due to freezing temperatures. So this game got voided. So what's normally a charity treble was reduced to a charity double because there was just two of us, was reduced to a charity single because this game ended up as a void. So Joey, what was the one pick that our £10 of charity money went on?
Yeah, so not necessarily chronologically, but if you've been following along, that's been 3 of 3 for me so far. So it all came down to the charity bet, and I had Newcastle hosting my Manchester United, and just as I was kind of expecting, betting with head over heart, we got our Newcastle win. It was 1-0. They absolutely dominated.
They deserved it, didn't they?
They had 14 goal attempts, 2 of which were on target, and they created 1.44 XG in that first half. I mean, as I was watching it, I was like, okay, this surely a goal has to come eventually. And then, like, the United fan of me is like, okay, well, we made it to halftime. Like, okay, we might be able to actually grab something out of this. And then they get that goal in the second half in the 55th minute. And they honestly just cruised it out. We had our chances for sure. It's not like we just kind of rolled over like the 1-0 scoreline would suggest. But, I mean, we really never looked threatening at all. And that was just writing on the wall the entire time.
Yeah, hey, picked a winner again, Joey. 4 of 4 for you. Absolutely tremendous. The charity single came in at odds of 17-20 on William Hill, my selection being a void, so didn't count for the charity double. And that means our £10 turned into £18.50. And I will be donating the £18.50 to the 2023 Christmas campaign from Glasgow's number one baby and family support service to try and give families that maybe struggling a little bit and some kids that don't have anything, something over Christmas. So there we go. A little bit of festive cheer.
Yeah, that's great stuff.
Interestingly, Joey, just to recap, we went 6 for 7. That was almost a perfect show in terms of hitting 100% of the picks. Obviously, the Norgeland game and that penalty being the one thing that let it down. And that was the last game chronologically. Now, the Ghent versus Genk game was on half an hour before, so they overlapped. But that really late goal came after Odense's equaliser, came after the penalty. So there wasn't even a mega cash out to be had at any time.
Oh, yeah.
Because when Norgeland were leading, when Norgeland were leading, that game wasn't a draw and it was into stoppage time. So the cash out was...
It was level at halftime, but I think they might have scored that 2-1 right before halftime of the Nordjylland game. Yeah.
Yeah. And it never synced. Not that I would have taken a cash out anyway, but £5 on.
It's always fun knowing what they might have been. Yeah.
Yeah. £5 on all the picks last week turned into over 650 quid. So I missed out on that by a fraction. And so did anyone else that backs all the show's picks each week. I know Dave Greenfield had it on as well. So we came very, very close. Hey, you know, almost 100%. We've only got one game to improve on this week to hit that 100%. So let's do it.
Exactly.
We're about to go to the break, where listeners on the regular podcast channels will hear a short advert. However, if you're a member of the Trampled Bet Club on Patreon, not only do you get this fine show as a video podcast as soon as we record it, so that is Tuesday evening this week, you also get a special middle section instead of the ad break. And that's where Joey and I just talk about picks we like for the weekend that didn't perhaps make the show because we found something better or something we liked better for the main show. And we just shoot the breeze about sports betting in general. So if you fancy becoming a Patreon member, just go to trampledbet.com. And you'll find the link there. You also get a cheat sheet every week of all the picks written down. So there's loads of good reasons to be a member of the Trampled Bet Club. And it helps us out because it costs £6 a month. And yeah, everyone that's a member of the Trampled Bet Club, thank you so much. Helps us keep going as a going concern because apart from the picks, obviously, that's where we put our main focus. The podcast itself isn't a money-making exercise. So thank you very much for those that help keep us in business. Okie doke. Here's an ad break. We'll catch you in 2 minutes. Welcome back. And now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, December 9th, 2023. Usual format, guys. Banker picks, value picks, outsider picks, and then a pick from each of us for what is hopefully a charity double and not a charity single this week. Although with the weather in Scotland, we make no promises. So, starting with the bankers. My game is Saturday, 2:30 p.m. UK time in the German Bundesliga. For Frankfurt versus Bayern Munich, and the away win for Bayern is priced at 4-11. Bayern come into this game second place in the Bundesliga. They're 3 points behind Leverkusen, but they do have a game in hand. They've got 32 points from 12 matches, scoring a massive 43 goals and conceding only 9. That's insane.
Yeah.
Frankfurt, they're back in seventh spot, 18 points from 13 games, scoring a more mediocre 19 goals and conceding 15. Bayern are in such tremendous form at the moment. They've taken a maximum possible 15 points from their last 5 matches. Frankfurt, they've managed 5 points from their last 5 games. Unsurprisingly, Bayern lead the way as the best performing team on the road. They've taken 16 points from 6 away games. Frankfurt are worse than their overall league position when playing at home. They've only taken 9 of their 18 points from their home games so far this season. So yeah, only half their they take just as many on the road as they do at home, and that's normally not what you'd expect to see. With Bayern absolutely flying just now, I'd back them against pretty much anyone, and they should have more than enough to get the job done away at Frankfurt. 4-11 just seems pretty damn good.
Yeah, absolutely. I was looking at that one too. Bayern are basically just a train right now. They're a wagon. you could lump on them pretty much against everybody. So yeah, rounding out the bank, the double is going to be, we're going to be in Turkey this time. And I like Galatasaray versus Adana Demirspor. And we're looking at both teams to score again this week. And this time at 1.57-ish. So that's going to be on Friday at 5 p.m. And so this is a top 5 battle with second place Galatasaray hosting fifth place Adana Demirspor. And so much like Arsenal last week, this is going to be based around home and away splits. And while Galatasaray have conceded the fewest goals in the league, they've conceded 5 of their 8 goals this season at home. And they've only kept 5 clean sheets in their last 16 overall, with both teams to score in 8 of their last 9 home matches. Adana Demirspor have scored the third most goals through 14 matches with 26 goals, just behind Galatasaray on 28. And they've actually scored in 15 of their last 17 overall, with both teams to score in 7 of their last away matches this season. Galatasaray have a crucial match against Copenhagen at the midweek to basically decide in the Champions League who advances to the knockout stages and who gets bumped down to Europa. So I'd imagine Adana will be able to capitalize on any potential rotation or any tactical subs that Galatasaray feel necessary. So this should hopefully be wide open, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's 3 or 4 goals in this one.
Superb. So that means the banker double this week is a win for Bayern Munich away at Eintracht Frankfurt, and both teams to score in the game between Galatasaray and Adana Demirspor. You combine those two on Bet365. We're over even money, Joey. 1.09 to 1 for the banker double. Mm-hmm. I like the sound of that. On to the value picks then. I am staying in Germany, and I have a Friday night game as well for you, Joey, in Hannover versus Karlsruhe in the second division in Germany, so the Bundesliga's vie. At 7th placed Hannover, 23 points from 15 games, hosting 14th placed Karlsruhe, who have 17 points from their 15 games. When considering only the home games, Hannover are 4th in that home game league table, an impressive 14 points from 7 matches. Karlsruhe have only managed 5 points on the road this season from their 7 away games. So I like the home away split here and the way that's working out. What's really interesting, though, is that the last 6 iterations of this fixture has been won by whatever side is playing at home. Doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah, well, just whoever's
those are always fun.
Whoever's at home wins this game. And league position, home advantage, says to me that Hannover are probably slightly better just now. And they're also the home team in this one. You're getting them at better than even money, 11 to 10. So I think that's a pretty good price.
Yeah, that's great. And after that Hertha nonsense with Karlsruhe, I hope they just lose every match going forward, those bastards. So yeah, let's see a very convincing win for Hannover here. spitefulness aside, my value pick is going to be in England. In League Two. And so for this one, I'm looking at Stockport versus Morecambe. And again, just like last week, we're looking at both teams to score. This time, both teams to score in over 2.5. And you can get that just over even money. So that's going to be on Saturday at 3 p.m. And so this is another key home and away split with league leaders, Stockport, traveling to 12th place Morecambe. And hopefully this should be a good spot for some goals. Morecambe have seen both teams to score in 11 of their last 15 matches overall. And unlike the last time I picked them against Wrexham, they'll actually be at home this time, where they've seen both teams to score in 5 of their last 6 matches. Stockport have kept 5 clean sheets in their last 15 matches, but 4 of those 5 clean sheets have come at home. And they've seen both teams to score in 14 of their last 15 away matches this season, including preseason matches, with both teams to score in over 2.5 in 10 of their last 11 competitive away matches. Stockport have also won 7 of the last 9 away matches, so I'm ultimately expecting them to go on and grab a second goal, but they've still conceded plenty of chances. And playing at home this time, I'm expecting Morecambe to capitalize on their chances.
Superb. So, value double, Joey, this week. Both games priced at 11 to 10. Well, both selections priced at 11 to 10 on Bet365. So that's a win for Hannover against Karlsruhe, and over 2.5 goals in both teams to score in the Morecambe versus Stockport game. The double works out at 3.41 to 1.
There we go. Yeah, I like that.
Okay. Outsiders now. So this is where we look for something that the bookies have priced up as an underdog, but we think has a very good chance of coming in. We, of course, hit both outsiders last week, so the outsider double came in at a nice big price. Be looking to do the same again this week. Hey, it's another Friday night game for me. Don't know what's going on this week, but we're getting the picks in really? Nice early. This
there
is the
go.
Scottish Championship, so the second tier of Scottish football, for what is a really tasty game that will be live on BBC Scotland, Raith Rovers versus Partick Thistle. This is second versus third in the table, both teams with promotion aspirations. Raith have 30 points from 13 games, Partick Thistle, 25 points from 14 games. Now, Raith have been doing really well, and I think a lot of people have expected the bubble to burst because they seem to be outperforming what you'd think that side was capable of on paper. And they have rode their luck a little of late this season. I was talking to someone today that told me they have managed to gain 15 points from the last 5 minutes of matches. So when the clock ticked 86, they managed to turn draws into wins and losses into draws. And as evidenced by last week, losses into wins. They got two late goals to come from behind against Inverness last week. They were trailing 1-0 in the 86th minute and they won the game 2-1. So they've been doing that consistently, but Partick Thistle are a good side. And I think they're overpriced here. Both sides have won their last four games in a row and drawn the one before that. It's going to be a great game, but I think it's going to be a really close game. And I don't think Partick will bottle it as much as other teams when it gets into the final 5 minutes. I also think they're more than capable of starting strong and putting this game out of sight. They're 21-10. They're over 2-1. And I think this game could go either way. And I think Raith Rovers are due a loss. I think Partick Thistle are the team that can do it for them. So over 2-1 for a Partick Thistle win, I think is good money. So I'll be taking an away win here on Friday night in the championship for Partick Thistle.
Yeah, as much as I've been learning a little bit about Scottish football, I'll absolutely trust you guys on those ones, and hopefully we get a Partick Thistle win here.
I wouldn't be backing Raith Rovers as favourites in this game.
Absolutely.
Under. Like, just no. That's too dodgy. So, you know, but logic would imply that the other side of that bet is the better one to take. So that's what I'll be doing.
Absolutely. And so in a similar situation, I'll be in France for my outsider. And much in the spirit of Gordo, it's going to be another draw. And this time between Lyon and Toulouse. So this is going to be on Sunday at 4 p.m. And this falls under that same category. Lyon are 9-10 favorites, and I just absolutely cannot trust that whatsoever. But so unlike Andy, picking Toulouse as the away side, being on that side of the coin flip, I think this will land right in the middle, and we'll settle on draw. And so basically this has been, these are two sides that have been struggling domestically. Toulouse largely due to Europa League aspirations. But Lyon, on the other hand, have been absolutely shocking. They're marooned at the bottom of the table. And they've only picked up 7 points in 13 matches. They actually started the season winless in their first 10. Toulouse haven't been setting the world on fire by any means, but they had a very different start to their season with just 2 losses in the first 9 league matches. Ultimately, I just don't trust Lyon to be this short of favorites at home. Yes, they've picked up a bit of form, but Toulouse, ultimately, they just kind of haven't been able to put those wins together yet. So that's how we ended up on the draw. And it also doesn't hurt that Toulouse have drawn 7 of 14 league matches this season, and Lyon have drawn 3 of their last 5 home matches, while Toulouse have drawn 4 of their last 8 away matches and 3 of their last 6 league away matches. Basically, Lyon have to play midweek versus Marseille. So I think Toulouse getting those couple extra days rest should hopefully be a good recipe for a draw here.
Yeah, and you did well with your 2-2 draw last week, Joey. Do you have a correct score for us here?
I don't know if we'll quite get 4 goals in this one. I think 1-1 looks 1-1 looks pretty good.
Okay,
with Tease de Linga on the score sheet.
Oh wow, here we go. We're getting
right
into the detail.
Tease de Linga for Toulouse. Guy's a phenom. He's a problem in the box.
I like that. This man is a problem. Well, hopefully no problems getting another outsider double in, which would be a win for Partick Thistle away at Raith Rovers and a draw between Lyon and Toulouse. That works out over 10-1, 10.16-1 on Bet365 currently. Okay, they're the main picks for the weekend. Just the not-so-small matter of the charity double. So that's £10 of our own money goes on a double, which Joey and I get one pick each, and all the returns, should we hit the double, go to charity, and we'll announce that on next week's show, should we win. Okay, I am staying in Scotland, even though freezing temperatures meant my charity pick got voided last week. Hopefully that doesn't happen this time around. for the 3 p.m. kickoff on Saturday in the Premiership between St Mirren and Ross County. Fourth place St Mirren, 22 points from 15 games, host what's looking likely to be eighth placed Ross County. They are currently playing Motherwell and winning 2-0. So that would put them up to 17 points from 15 games. So fourth place St Mirren against what looks to be eighth placed Ross County. The thing is, County are a much better team at home than they are away from home. They play in the Highlands of Scotland up past Inverness. It's a very difficult place for away teams to go, and they get the majority of their points at home. They are not so good on the road. They've only taken 6 points from 7 away games this season. St Mirren, they're solid at home. So not only are they fourth in the table, they're behind only Celtic and Rangers when you consider just home games only. They've taken 14 points from 7 home games. The last 5 times this fixture has been played, it's been won by whichever side has been playing at home. So very similar to my value pick in the Hanover game. When St Mirren play Ross County, whoever's playing at home wins this game. And I fancy it to be the case again. And you're getting better than even money for a St Mirren win here. So 11-10 for a St Mirren win. And a St Mirren side that have been very good this season and are in fourth place in the league. I like it a lot. So they're my charity pick this weekend. A win for St Mirren.
Yeah, great. So rounding out the charity double for me is going to be another Friday game. We're already at 3 so far. This will be the 4th. So this could either be a very, very good start to the Mega Cupid or a very, very bad start.
Just as well we're recording this on Tuesday, Joey, to give Gary plenty of time.
Absolutely. I was thinking about that as you're like, okay, yeah, do you want to record on Tuesday? I'm like, oh. Maybe I should try and find a slightly later pick, but no, we should be able to get this in with plenty of time. So my charity pick this week is going to be in Australia, which is why it's so early. This is going to be the very first kickoff of the entire weekend, and this is Friday at 8:45 a.m. for the Central Coast Mariners hosting Western United, and I like a home win at 1.9. If you look at this on paper, this is a little bit of a basement battle with the bottom two teams facing off. But if you look a little bit closer, I think fixture congestion has been a massive strain on the squad for Central Coast Mariners. And that's the large reason why they're down in this position. They've been competing in the AFC Cup, not the AFC Champions League. This is kind of like Europa League for the AFC Conference. And so they've had to play 7 matches in the span of about a month or so. And this will actually be the longest break they've had in 2 weeks, about 6 days in between this match, their previous match and this one upcoming on Friday. And the Mariners have actually won and drawn their last 2 league matches. I mean, we're only 6 or 7 matches into the season, so this is still early gates a little bit, but I think this is still a good spot. And they actually ended up winning the first league match conveniently after their last big break. So the last time they had a big break in fixtures, they ended up winning that match right after those first couple of days of rest. So I think this really just comes down to how the squad's been having to have that extra workload. And one thing that doesn't help is they've had red cards in 2 of their last 4 league matches as well. So certainly a lot of squad rotation coming into play there. But I think this extra rest period is really going to make the world of difference. And it also doesn't hurt that Western United, they've lost 5 matches on the spin, and they've only scored once during that stretch. So looking back at historical data, Central Coast have won 4 of the last 5 meetings between the sides in all locations. And they've actually won all 5 meetings at home. So hopefully this should be a good spot for the Mariners to get back on track. They'll be well-rested. They've got an easy AFC Cup match to essentially clinch the top spot in the group and go out to the knockout stages. They have to travel away to the Philippines, but it's against the team that is worst in the group that they drubbed. I think it was 6-1, might have been 9-1 in the reverse fixture. So I think they'll be fully focused on this match against Western United. I think this is a good spot for a home win.
Fantastic, Joey. So that means a charity double this week of wins for St Mirren and Central Coast Mariners. So that's 2 home wins. 11-10 for St Mirren, 10-11 for Central Coast Mariners, which means exactly 3-1.
Hey, there we go.
There you go. £10 would turn
like
into
to hear that.
40. So let's hope that we're announcing 40 quid to charity next week.
Let's just hope that it's still a double.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
By the weekend. You know what? We'll start.
I'll take a winner. It doesn't matter. Let's take a winner. It's always a winner. Yeah. It's a double. That's a bonus. Of course, last week we were one selection away from hitting all the show's picks. If you did fancy putting all 8 picks on as an accumulator, 411 to 1, Joey. So a fiver would turn into over $2,000, which would be very welcome with Christmas around the corner.
Not too shabby. We can work with that.
Not too shabby at all. Christmas around the corner, of course, means one thing for me in the UK. The World Darts Championship. Between Christmas and New Year.
Yes.
Yeah, it's what you do over the Christmas holidays from work, or it's what I do. Darts is just on constantly. There's going to be a plethora of football, which is wonderful, but the Darts World Championship is something to behold. So we'll definitely be having conversations about that with our Patreon members in the upcoming weeks. So if you do fancy becoming a member of the Patreon to get the video content, to get the cheat sheet, so that's all the picks written down, to get the extra content on stuff like the darts, just go to tramplebet.com. £6 a month helps give something back to the show, and you get all that extra stuff. We also do have a Facebook group. Come and join the conversation. Just search Trampled Bet Podcast on Facebook and ask to join the group. We've got over 300 members there discussing football, what they like for the weekend. Not just football. Michael Stokes is back with the rugby. He had more winning picks in the Facebook group this weekend. Joey, you're very active in the Facebook group too. So come and talk to us, berate us, congratulate us, ask our opinions on things. Tell us what you like for the weekend. It's all happening over on Facebook, so it'd be great to see you there. Well, Joey, anything to add before we wrap up this week's edition?
I think the only thing we have to compare with last week is we had four winners on Saturday last week. Let's have four winners on Friday this week.
Exactly.
We can get off to a bang and start and then just keep it rolling through the weekend.
Superb. It's been a pleasure talking to you as always. Thank you very much for your time. And thank you to everyone for listening. We shall see you next weekend. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trampled Bet Podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sport-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.